When is the best time to tell when is the best time to tell someone you're in love with them or falling in love with them?
Are you recording me?
Yeah, she's recording you right now.
So, oh, hell no. I ain't
talking. Nah, cause nobody knows your name, and I swear I'm gonna do my best to make sure I don't say your name while we're doing this, but because I didn't know this was going to happen either. But,
oh, my goodness. I'm going to get on my damn nerves.
But, nah, we about to do this, yo. We about to do this. So, going back to it, like, you said he was doing stuff that you're not accustomed to seeing. Like, going back to the last two guys that you've messed with, like, what is it, really think about what is it that he does from the last two dudes. Like, we not gonna go all the way back, whatever. We gonna go back to the last two dudes. What is it that separates him from the last two dudes that you've been with?
Because if I ask for anything, and it could be anything, mm-hmm. There's no hesitation, I got it. Mm-hmm. You know, with the last two, it was always, well, can you wait this week, or can you mm-hmm. wait till I get paid, or I don't have it right now. It was always mm-hmm. something in a way.
So it's a financial thing. And I understand, like, I say financial, but, you know, to us, if it's like, yo, can I get $10 for gas or whatever. But at the end of the day, if you still ask this dude for it, then he got you. Unlike the last two dudes.
Right.
So with that, like, one thing I would kind of tell you to look at is, maybe that's his thing, because, you know, every person, I'm not just saying males, but every person in life has their strengths and has their weaknesses. I'm sure we all understand that. But let's just say, because of whatever it is he does in life, finances aren't a big deal. Like, that's why a lot of these young ladies are going out here looking for sugar daddies, and these older guys are looking for sugar babies. Like, because at the end of the day, they know they can take care of whatever they got going on at home easily, and then still get some other person that's only asking for this and that, because either, one, they're scared to, because, you know, a lot of times when you're in a relationship, I think the hardest person to ask for money from is the person that you're with. So you'll go to the ends of the earth to ask any and everybody else but that person that you're with financially for something, as opposed to you asking that person. But if that's not his weakness, then is he really showing you something different? Yeah, it may be a different thing, but it's still the same, because that's not his weakness. You know what I'm saying? It's just he's showing you ask for something that's not his weakness. And so it seems like, yo, like, he's that dude, because you ask for something from these other two dudes in your previous situations, and that was their weakness. Like, yeah, you know, they wasn't on their grind, or they wasn't situated like this dude.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Ever since I started dating, mm-hmm. I'm saying when I was 16, mm-hmm. it's always been a problem with financial with my men's, and I'm mm-hmm. like, and I try to overlook that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I try to say, okay, I'm not even gonna let that be a problem, mm-hmm. because maybe, you know, I don't have a job right now because of the fact. Mm-hmm. But then when I started getting one, I'm like, okay. It's like I kept coming out of my pocket
mm-hmm.
all the time, mm-hmm. you know. Then I'm like, now I can't work. And then I'm like, okay, if I ask, I mean, it could be a stick of gum or anything, or a mm-hmm. soda.
Right.
Now with this new dude that I'm currently seeing, I can say, well, okay, before I can even say anything out of my mouth, the first thing he asks, how was your day?
Mm-hmm.
How's your business going?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to eat? And what, you know, what, you know, do you have anything in your pocket or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But that's on that grown man stuff that I've told you about. But I'm not even going to say grown man. I'm going to just say man, because that's what Jay did to me. But I think if we're not used to it, or we were shown something else coming up, that's why we run to that, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
You kind of get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Things Jay did to me in the morning, like the text messages in the morning, like my dad used to do that for me. Good morning, beautiful. This and this and this and that.
I'm used to all that. You know, I'm like, okay, that's nothing to me. You know, I'm used to that. Mm. But my thing is, the things that, if I come to you and ask you,
mm-hmm.
and then you turn around and say, oh, I don't have it. And then, but at the same time, you're asking me for some tail.
Hmm.
That's the thing. That's what I'm coming in at. I don't have to sleep with this man.
Right.
At all.
True.
That's the way it's supposed to be. You shouldn't have to sleep with nobody.
And he would sit there and he would like, well, we don't have to do anything if you don't want him. And I still get it.
Because that's the line right there that's going to make you give it up all day. Like, yo, I did this for you, but you know what? Like, I'm not asking that to, I'm not doing this for you because I want you to give me some. I'm just doing this because I can, and that I care for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that shit. Because once again, if finance isn't an issue to me, I can give that to you all day. Like, if finance isn't an issue for me as a guy, let's say I'm making like high five figures, like let's say I'm making 75 to 80 to $90,000 a year. You as a person that's accustomed to only dealing with people that's like only making $55,000-$40,000 a year, who truthfully back home that's okay, but in other places that's not really, or even back home that's not really, that's barely enough to get you by.
Right.
You're not really, you know what I'm saying? You don't have other funds out there to do for somebody else. But if you got a person that's a little bit older, that's been through some shit, they got a retirement check plus their own business, plus whatever, they're bringing in funds. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you asking for financial, well, not even that you're asking for it, but they see that that's something that you need or potentially want. That's easy for them, so they're going to give it to you all day. But a lot of times, yeah, financially, yeah, they can do that to you all day, but how much time can they give you? You know what I'm saying? Can you come fuck with me on a Wednesday during lunch? Or can you come fuck with me on a Thursday evening? That way we could do a nightcap Thursday evening and wake up to each other Friday morning, then you go about your business. That's the kind of stuff that really starts to come in play. Because at the end of the day, most guys that got money don't have time.
And see, that's the thing. I done spent 3 nights with him already.
3 nights in 3 months, that averages to 1 night a month.
Oh,
that's why I didn't want to really have this conversation, because right now I've been drinking and I'm going to hit you with some real shit. Like, 3 nights, and that's dope. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. If that's what's cool with you, that's what's up. But Linda, like, you're my queen's best friend. So at the end of the day, like, if anybody that's doing something subpar to you, I got to come to you just like I would come to Dink. And I don't remember Dink's real name right now, and just like I would come to her. Like, 3 nights, that's cool, but 3 nights in 3 months, that only averages out to 1 month, 1 night a month. So is that cool with you?
I mean, because actually it's like 3 nights. What I mean by 3 nights is like, mm-hmm. it's like last week I spent, mm-hmm. And then this week I spent, and then probably another week I'll spend.
Hold up, spent one, because now you sound like these young ones, because there's two of them in here right now. Like, these young ones have been like, yeah, you know, I was telling her this, and she said, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, I don't want da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I want, what is that? What is da-da-da-da-da-da? What is I spent? Did you spend, like, two, three, four nights? Or was it you just spent one night?
Like last night. I spent last night, and mm-hmm. I came home tonight.
Last night was Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home this morning.
Before Tuesday, when was the last time you was with him that long?
Sunday for last.
That sound like I can't do the math, but that sound like 16, 17 days. Like, don't get me wrong, there's positive and negative to that. Positive because, you know, you don't want to rush into it. You don't want to be spending 5 days out the week right off top for somebody that you just met. But you chill with him one day, and then 2 weeks later, you're back cool with, you know what I'm saying? You're back in this space another day. There's a lot of what we call in the military white space there that can be filled potentially by somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you said this dude is older. We're not going to put out his age. We're not going to put out your age. But he is a lot older, a little bit older than you are. Well, we're going to say he's older than you are, not a lot or a little. We're just going to say he's older than you, but at the end of the day, like, he probably knows a good little bit of game, but it sounds like he's not getting everything. It sounds like he's accustomed to dealing with certain females that know, or that only want the financial part of it. And I'm not saying that you just want the financial part, but it seems like he's only looking for the females that only are looking for the financial piece that is missing from them. And that's why he goes towards that type of female.
So, hold on. I'm trying to get a good understanding. What do you mean by that? Like, he's just looking for females that need him? Or...
Yeah, it's almost like... And please do not take this the wrong way. I am not saying this about you, but it's almost like that super saver hoe mentality. But let's take the last part out of it. Let's take the whole part out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are some people out there that thrive on the need to be with someone that needs them.
Like, masculine. Yeah, I get that. I know that that's what they are out there for. That's what some people are out
right.
there
so
for.
Right. So that's what that save
Captain Save 'em.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, to him, because a lot of females, and don't get me wrong, this is VA. This is back home. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of females, especially in the seven cities, there's not a lot of six or seven figure jobs out there in the seven cities. So a lot of the people that you meet are only pretty much on the same level that potentially you're on. They're only bringing in, like, maybe middle class, like, high, low class type people that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? But you get this one person that comes in, and because finances isn't a thing, he's going to show you something new all day, every day, because that's not his weakness. Like, at the end of the day, what I'm basically trying to say is, you need to find what his weakness is. If this is a dude that you're really trying to spend a lot of time with, or years or whatever with, you need to find what it is that's his weakness. I ain't saying find the weakness and exploit it or take advantage of it. But what I'm saying is, you need to find what it is his weakness. And so that way you can figure out if his weakness is something that you can deal with. You know what I'm saying? Clearly, his weakness isn't finances. So, yeah, he's going to be able to do that all day, every day. But maybe his weakness is spending time, or maybe his weakness is social media, or maybe his weakness is kids, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? This is something that you gotta find and then speak to him on that. Because a dude that's only willing to spend 1 day or 2 days out of 7 days a week with you, after 3 months, I'm not really feeling that. You know what I'm saying? After 3 months, because that's a quarter, and I've been in the military for like a lot of years, like we deal with a year in quarters. So if he's only willing to deal with you a couple days out of a quarter, that's a red flag to me. Like within a quarter, which is like 4 months out of a year, we should be talking about how we spent weeks together, not just on the phone, not just on FaceTime or whatever the case may be. Because I could FaceTime you all day, and then I can even FaceTime you at night when I got another female on the way. You know what I'm saying? But you cool with that because I FaceTimed you until 9:18 at night. But knowing damn well at 9:30, I got another chick knocking at my door. And then when you hit me up at 10:45 talking about, hey, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit more, all I got to simply say is I'm asleep. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to downplay whatever it is you got going on with that gentleman. You know what I'm saying? If that's cool with you, it's cool with me. But at the end of the day, I would really encourage you to try to find what it is that what it is makes him weak. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you this as a dude. Like, I would really never tell any female this shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you cool with me because you cool with Shauna. You know what I'm saying? And we met. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? We all cool. Like, we all grew up. Truthfully, we all grew up together. We just didn't know each other like that. But we all grew up together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I would look for if I was in your situation. Like, he's spending money, and that's great because nobody else or not a lot of other people before you have done that. But okay, he checked that one block. Okay, yeah, financially he's good. What other blocks has he checked or hasn't checked yet that you are looking for?
I need to chime in on this.
That's the thing. I don't know, because whenever I'm around him, I'm happy.
But how long are you around him?
I mean, until that night, until the next day. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll turn around and, I mean, we'll text every now and then. You know, I'll text him, or sometimes I'll be doing something else, or he'll text me or whatever. And it's like, you know, I'm feeling like a little schoolgirl whenever I, you know, see his name pop up or if he calls or whatever.
You get all giggly and shit.
Yeah.
You know, you get butterflies.
Well, you're supposed
like that.
To in the beginning anyway. You're supposed to. I just say live in the moment, but just don't tell him right away what you're feeling, because I'm telling you, that's that 16 hour overlay dick that got you feeling that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just, I will hold off on it a little bit. You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna problem.
What are you thinking? Because you're quiet and you make me nervous when you get quiet.
Oh, nothing. I'm just listening. Nothing.
Are you still marinating on that dude?
Y'all don't say it like that.
I can't help it. But I think, though, seriously, we got it from a man's point of view.
Yeah.
That's gonna make me rethink myself with his motherfucking ass now.
Oh, Lord.
No, I love him. So me, Jay and me around the same age. He's a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Yeah, you are older than me.
Yeah.
He is older than me. But he did things different.
Nah, Shy wants to chime in.
He's not grown enough for this. This is for the grown and grown.
No, hold on.
Now, can I finish saying what I was saying, babe?
Yeah, you
can definitely. I mean, sir. No, but Jay did things to me that none of the other guys that I had messed with over the years did to me. Like, Jay did do some things that reminded me of what my dad did to and for me. You get what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in my eyes, that is what you're supposed to do, because it was already shown to me from the man of my life, the first love of my life, which is my dad. But he surprises me, like, with some of the things that, because, you know, some days I do be a bitch, or some days I be trying to get in that mode where I just, you know, shit, since shit ain't running right for me, shit ain't gonna run right for your ass either. So I do this nitpicking and shit, but for real, he has the patience and the time to deal with that or whatever I'm going through. You get what I'm saying? And that's what you want. So I do think that take your time with it, because he can be hitting all those yes and no boxes on our little list that we have in our head and shit. But I said, just take your time. Don't get drunk and then tell how you fucking feel. Don't do that shit. Because that's where I fucked up at.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Because truthfully, like, when you got tipsy, and we're going back to the beginning, when you got tipsy or potentially drunk, like, you never really said all the stuff that I would potentially encounter throughout the relationship.
What do you mean?
Like, and this is for any female, because at the end of the day, don't get me wrong, I love you. I love Shaquem. I love Shaquan.
You don't have to name all my motherfucking kids.
Kareem and LaShanti. No, I do that. But at the end of the day, like, she didn't really prepare me for everything that would potentially come along with that. And that's fine. But because we're at 22 minutes now, but I just want to hear what a younger person has to say about this, because this is going to be a part two, clearly, because, yeah, we still got a lot more to talk about. But he's been running back and forth, and he's not going to stop until we let him chime in. So I'm going to let Shy chime in and say what it is he has to say.
I don't even know
what. So you gonna give your godmom advice?
What's it about? What's the advice for?
No, you was ready. Like,
man, I only heard...
just wants to know, should she go ahead and tell the dude how she feel?
Always have your options open.
Keep your options
open. Always have your options open. That's simple as that.
You heard your godson.
Yeah,
your relationship life is like a business.
So how do you feel now? Do you still want to tell him? Because I'm telling you, that's that 16 late over hour dick that make you want to cook every goddamn thing up, clean
shit.
That's
the thing. I don't cook when I go. That's the thing. He does it for me.
No, I'm talking about when y'all part ways. Like, he take you home, or, you know what I mean? You go off and do whatever. Like,
I ain't doing no cooking. I'm just saying that
16 hour dude have you wanting to do shit like that?
I don't give a fuck how much dick you get.
What is the one thing that you did? Were you in there painting, writing more for your book?
Yeah, I was writing more and painting and stuff.
This nigga done fucked up.
I went back to school.
That's what I'm saying. This nigga done fucked up the goddamn book now, nigga. This the shit I be talking about. Yeah. That's how that 16 hour layover dick do you.
Yeah.
So
what you're basically saying is that the godmama Linda and her situation is she has the in and out nigga.
No, I'm saying that love making yeah, be making you do shit that
go ahead,
you
go ahead.
Wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't want to, you just get up and you want to do stuff. So that's what I'm saying. When her feelings are getting to it, like she's ready to call the nigga and say, hey, this is how I feel. But I think she needs to wait a little bit to tell him.
How long have they been messing around?
3 months.
3 months? I feel like, yeah, she should wait because you never know what you're actually getting yourself into until you're truly involved with that person. And it's just new digging stick. It's a lot to do with new digging stick.
Did you wait 3 months?
For what situation?
For any situation. Did you wait 3 months to really express how you felt towards that other person?
I don't wait 3 months. I would tell a girl, look, hey.
Right away?
Yeah, I'll tell the girl
no,
right away.
No.
Like, because...
Hold on. I'll tell the girl right away, like, hey, look, I'm feeling you. Every time I see you, I'm very exhilarated. Like, I'm elated. That's just what it is.
So why do you do that over the course of 3 months?
Because that's just what type of person I am. I'm a little emotional at times, and then I'm not. But... if I really feel like, dang, this person actually listened to my story, just is there for me every day, yeah, of course you're going to share some of your stuff. But it's different from a woman's perspective, though. Because there's a lot...
It's different like, for a woman's perspective,
like,
but how does that...
Linda, that's the only dude she's really talking to.
No, hold on. We ain't going to do that. But what we're going to do is...
I like
you,
how your godmama got quiet.
You said that you haven't done that in 3 months, but how has that worked out for you?
Given
all that information out to the other person in the first 3 months, how does that worked out for you?
It puts me in this.
No. How has that worked out for you?
It worked out so well for me. That's what I was trying to get to, because it put me in that nice guy position. Like, you know, this, that, and the third.
Nah, what's this, that, and the third? Because I just talked about this other.
Okay.
That's that da-da-da-da-da that young folks don't really want to talk about. Like,
okay, well,
when we talking about situations,
it put me
like,
in that weak position. I'd be in a weak position if I told a girl, hey, look, I'm feeling you, shawty. And, you know, you make me happy every day, this, and that, and the third. Now she has the power over me. She has the advantage over me. And it's a game. It's a game at the end of the day. She got... Once I tell her this, once I tell her whatever I feel towards her, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. She already knows what she can do. She don't have to text me as much as she wants to text me.
Why not? Because you already told her how she feel? How you feel, excuse me?
Mm-hmm. It's like that. It's like if you tell a person your emotions, it's like playing a trump card.
Mm-hmm. A trump card. I get it.
Linda.
I'm listening.
So, for godmama Linda, I feel like she has a lot of more other dudes that are still in her rotation that she's messing with. So, no, you don't want to just automatically express yourself, because at the end of the day, he ain't the only dude that you got around your circle.
But what if he is, though?
Yeah.
If he is, then I still don't believe it. I don't believe one woman can literally just be tied down to one dude. I don't believe that.
Why not?
Why not? Because women need attention, for one.
No, we don't.
Yes, no, we don't.
Do. Hold on.
Hold on.
Because you got to think about it like this. If you're dating a girl and you're having a good relationship, she's going to get bored in some way, somehow. So she's going to be looking at different type of attention. Oh, I like how this guy's muscle is. Let me go see if I can talk to him, like literally at the gym or something. But you got this boyfriend that's want to be a beta blocker and just be like, hey, baby, come on, let's go over here. Let's go do these over here squats real quick. Let's go do these bench press. That's literally like attention that females want. I don't feel like that's the only dude that...
Let me, because we're about at 30 minutes. Hold on, don't go.
Yeah.
But we're about at 30 minutes. But I don't like how you said that, because...
Yeah.
Your man, the guy that you're dating, or your man, husband, whatever, they make you feel where you don't have to seek that attention for anybody. And that's what I tell you guys.